The commission put together by President Obama to look at the BP oil blowout in the Gulf of Mexico and how to prevent future spills talked over Arctic development today. At a Washington, D.C. hearing, Commissioner Fran Ulmer, who is also the chancellor of the University of Alaska Anchorage campus and served as the state's lieutenant governor, asked Alaska Senator Mark Begich about bills he's proposed to better protect against spills up north.
One could make the argument that you'd want that package in place before you actually made a deal on the Arctic. Because as you know right now, it's zero revenue sharing for the state.
Right.
And there are, yes, it's true that I think the industry has tried very hard to come up with response plans way in excess of what is either required or what is being done in other places. But there's still a lot of the flavor of we are at the edge of the frontier in some pretty powerful ways, given where we would be talking about doing business.
Begich says he expects to see energy legislation at the end of this year or early next year, which may contain some items he's pushing, like increasing the financial liability for oil corporations and requiring the companies to establish independent escrow accounts for spill victim compensation. But Begich says the Obama administration shouldn't wait for Congress to act before it allows development plans to start moving forward.
I think there's two pieces to the equation. You know, which one comes first? And because both take time, you know, a development that's just doing their geological survey doesn't come online next week or next year. There's a spread of time. And in a lot of ways, these should move, in my view, simultaneous.
The vice president of Shell Oil Alaska, Pete Slaby, says the delay is costing Shell $750,000 per day. He told the panel Shell is taking extra precautions so that when work can go forward, it's exceeding federal guidelines.
We're proposing to put a containment system in place as well. The containment system won't be as large as we've seen in the Gulf of Mexico, simply put, because our worst-case discharge will not be as large as we can see in the Gulf of Mexico. So we've opted to go ahead and move and go forward on that one. Our system would be available, would be deployed in Alaska, and would be ready to go into service for our 2011 program.
But the mayor of the North Slope borough, Edward Itta, testified by a video conference from his office in Alaska. He voiced concerns that the Arctic's extreme conditions will make any oil spill cleanup much more difficult than in the Gulf of Mexico.
This scale of disaster response could never happen in the Arctic. We lack the basic infrastructure to support it, much less connected by road to the rest of Alaska.
Salazar put a halt on Arctic drilling plans until a study is completed in March on Arctic oil issues. The National Commission on Offshore Drilling and the BP Deepwater Horizon spill plans to submit a report to President Obama on its findings later this year.